This is Passport to Texas. Civil restitution laws were passed by the Texas legislature to make individuals accountable for illegally injuring, killing, or possessing a wildlife resource.
If someone is convicted of illegally taking one of these resources, we ask them to pay it. We even offer them a discount if they pay it early.
Chris Bishop, Assistant Chief of Fisheries Enforcement for Law Enforcement.
If they don't pay it, they passed a law in 1998 that anybody that was in arrears to the state, that they would not be able to get a hunting or fishing license. And so thereby punishing them, if they don't pay, then you can't play anymore. If they don't pay, then we'll put a hold on their license, and they're not able to buy a license to go hunting or fishing.
These laws were put into effect to conserve animals and to create collective consciousness among citizens of Texas. Of course, there are consequences for those who hunt without a license or have outstanding unpaid fines.
To kind of give that law a little bit of teeth, because a lot of people say, well, then I just won't buy a license. What's the worst that's going to happen to me? Well, instead of having just a regular Class C misdemeanor, which is a fine of $25 to $500, then it's been moved up to a Class A. So it's a lot more severe penalty for doing that if you've had your license suspended already.
Details about civil restitution can be found on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.